Greetings in Jesus' name and shalom. I want to invite you into the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 1 to 17. And we want to look at two major lessons that Jesus was to take to his disciples. One of the lesson is what happens when Jesus sends the disciples, the agents of change, the good teachers, to go and practice what they have been taught. Number two is what are the lessons that you can learn when you work, the two of you? Let me go back and say, Haggai 2 and verses 7 reminds us that Jesus is the desire of all the nations. But when he came finally, and he found them in the valley of the shadow of death, he came to help them. He came to give them peace. He came to save them. He came because of love. He came because of justice. He came because of mercy. But when he showed up, they missed the opportunity to know him. They missed him altogether. In fact, at one time you discover Jesus crying because they missed the day of their visitation. Some of the people rejected him and some accepted him. Now we want to focus a little now for those who accepted him. We will keep on interchanging those who rejected him, those who accepted him. Those who accepted him, he gave them the power to become the children of God, and he made them to become people who can represent him. He made them, he processed them to become agents of change. He wanted to use them to go and tell others about Jesus Christ. There is a formula that we know that can prepare people who want to serve Jesus. And it goes like this. Number one is that him, the mentor, works and the mentee observe. The mentor is the one who is preaching. The mentee is waiting, is watching, is looking at the mentor. Whatever mentor does, he is not even asked to do it, but he learns by observation. He learns as Jesus does it. This is called experiential learning. It's not by instruction. You're not being told to learn by instructions. You learn by just seeing. Yes, you can also learn by instructions, but you look at that much later. Number two is when now the mentor invites the mentees to work together. So you are given small chores. You are given small assignments, brief assignments. They are called practicum. You are sent to that village as it is in chapter 9. You're going to see this. This is what it says. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming good news and healing the people everywhere. Now, I want you to see that the second here is when you and Jesus work together. You work together. And number three is when the mentor, who is Jesus, sends the disciples, the mentees, to do small duties, and they do it. He observes. This is what Jesus does here. He sent them and he gave them some assignment. He gave them some do's and don'ts. He even told them where to go. He told them what to do. And actually, he told them, and what to do was, you know, he gave them power and authority. He shared with them that power and authority. He said, go drive out demons, cure diseases, and proclaim the kingdom of God. And they were told what to carry, what not to carry. They were told where to go. They were told where to stay. You can see here, very divine instructions. And they were supposed to follow this. And they were to move from village to village. In fact, what I should tell you, it would remind you, is that they were sent to the area of the Jews first. Why? If they were sent to the area of Gentiles, the Jews would have refused. The formula of Jesus was first to the Jews. Then the Jews would become the blessing to the nations. God has always a very good strategy. They could not be sent to the Gentiles first because the Jews would refuse them. Or even the Gentiles would refuse them. And so when they went there, so it is Jesus does it, you observe, the disciples observe, Jesus does it together with the apostles or with the mentees, then he sent them and then he observes and wait for the report. Now, here we see that they were able to go very well. And that's a very good principle that we are learning here. Go, work. They were going to prepare people to receive the king and the kingdom. They were to preach the kingdom of God. They were to speak about the king. They were proclaiming the good news. They were healing. What ministry they were given is the ministry to heal, is the ministry to preach, is the ministry even to feed and to cast out devils. And they went and do that very well. So the first part that we are learning here is that they were able to go and practice what they have been taught on what to do. And so they went. And they did it very well. But while they were there, some news came. And the news was the death of John the Baptist. All this time, John the Baptist was in prison. And John had actually appealed to Jesus. This is another agent of change who has already completed his assignment. He did it very well. And he sent some people because he had started to gather some doubt. And Jesus said, you see the miracles that I'm doing. And he did not remove him from there. Why? Because he had already completed his assignment. But when he died and the news of his death got to the king called Herod, and Herod was asking himself, is there any other John? Because there were some other people who are healing the sick and raising the dead, just like the way John was doing. He was perplexed. He was afraid. Of course, he had beheaded John. And those news were disturbing him, because what disciples went and do was great. Jesus was working through the disciples until they challenged John, Herod the tetrarch. Now, from verses 10, I want us to see now how the second part, Jesus teaching the disciples on how they can now work together. Principles of working together. Jesus used an example here of feeding 5,000 men as a case study to bring out lessons how Jesus and the disciples can work together. Didn't I not tell you that the first one is Jesus does it, we observe. Second one is the one we are doing here, we and Jesus does together. We are invited to do together. But number three is what we have just learned about there, is you go do it, you are sent, Jesus observes, and then you bring a report. So verse 10, when the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Because they were sent, Jesus was observing, but they were to bring the report. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. And this is a place called, they went to take rest. One of the things, one of the lessons that Jesus was to teach the disciples is when they work together, is that after working, you need rest. You need to take some rest. You need to have what we call me time. But while they were there, their quiet time, this is called Q time. You know quiet time? And I want to encourage each one of us to always have quiet times. While they were there, their quiet times was intruded by a crowd, by the crowd. When they learned Jesus was there, they went there. But you know what Jesus did? He did not chase them away. Although they had intruded their quiet time, their me time, Jesus welcomed them. And he spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. That is verses 11. Later in the afternoon, the disciples came to him and said, "Send the crowds away so they can go to the surrounding village and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place." He replied, "You give them something to eat." Now, this is what I'm saying. The second here is when the mentor and the mentee are working together. And Jesus is using this as a case study. So, and when the disciples discovered that that afternoon is here, and it's getting late, and we have got 5,000 men besides children and women, they got troubled a little. They got troubled on behalf of Jesus. So they told Jesus, "Send people to go and get food." Can you imagine? They are telling Jesus to send people away instead of looking at Jesus and trusting and knowing with Jesus, he knows what he is going to do. And in the book of John says that Jesus told them, even here, verse 13, he told them, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go out and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. Now, can you see that the way mentees or the agents of change or the good teachers are being disturbed by the multitude, and they are telling Jesus, "Send them," and Jesus challenged them. He said, "Let's go work, men. You give them something to eat. I'm here, but you give them something to eat." Now, when they were given that question, of course, Jesus knew what he wanted. Jesus was teaching them the principles of working together with our Lord. Jesus was teaching them the principle of stewardship. Jesus wanted to teach them the principles that we call management. And this is the most important principle of co-workers, management. We manage, we are stewards of the mysteries of God. We are stewards of the gospel. We are stewards of the people. We are stewards of the resources. We are managers. We are mentors. We're supposed to go and represent the king. So, but they are giving some, you know, some ways, and they are thinking, this bad thinking, said them, "We are not going to do that. We are in a remote place. Nothing can happen here. Let them go and look for food. Let them go for food and they find lodging because we are far away." But Jesus says, "You give them some to eat." Look at what they did. They started looking for help in the wrong place. I thank God, because this is where we all began. Jesus is challenging them, but they are looking for help. What is the first place for help? It is called self-help. They said, "We do not have Our salary cannot manage to buy bread for them. Yes, we have something. We cannot be able to buy for all of them. These are too many people. And so you see, when we are faced with a situation, the first question we ask, where does my help come from? Where does the help of these people come from? And I have always told you there are four places. And one of the places is self-help. And people run from there. And number two, it is from the culture. But number three, it is from the evil place, the dark place. But the best place is to look at beyond the hills, where our help comes from. To look after Jesus. Jesus is together with them. Jesus knew what he would do. Jesus is teaching them a lesson that we can be able to do much more than that. And what Jesus did is to tell the disciples, have the people sit in groups of about 50 each. Why? It is good to minister to people when they are in groups. I want to ask you, please, let's minister to people in groups. Let's study the Bible in groups. Let's have those small groups that are called help, you know, house help churches, zonal teams. Let's do that. So the disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Then Jesus taught them how it ought to be done. You know, these people, instead of looking at Jesus, you know, this question when Jesus said, give them something to do, is instead of saying we have only five loaves, they could have said, Jesus, we have you. What do you want us to do? How do you want us to feed them? What do you have? Give us divine instruction. You always remember they had always received divine instruction. Remember they had healed the sick. They had cast out demons. They knew that Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they were able to do this. And how soon they forgot the name of Jesus. But just said, let them sit down. They sat in groups. Then he took the bread and the two fish, and looking into heaven, look at Jesus. He looked at the heavens, and he gave thanks, and he broke them. Then he gave the disciples to distribute to the people. Now, that's how the co-working of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus is working. He has got his role, and we have got our role. Our role is to distribute to the people. Our role is to get in touch with the people, is to ask people to sit down, is to mobilize the people. And people ate and were satisfied. And number three is to pick what has been left. They took 12 basket pieces. That is for who? It was for them. There were 12. At least each one of them was to have a basket to go on. And this is a very good lesson how Jesus can co-work with us. So we have said three formula of processing the agent of transformation. Number one, have Jesus work as we observe. Number two, Jesus and us work together. That is, Jesus is making the miracle. We are distributing to the people. We are mobilizing the people. We are guarding the people. We are guiding the people. We are gathering the people. We are grounding the people. We are doing all these manner of things. And the number three is Jesus sends us and he observes, but we bring the report. God, help us to be processed, to become your agents of change in this generation. Amen.